morning. So we are working through a series. And last week we had We Believe, and this week we are In God. So the reading this morning, I've put this here for a reason. I don't want it on the screen. I don't even think I want you to look at your Bible. I want you to let the word surround you. Let the word dwell richly within you. I'm going to read this and let the words do the work. Let the word do the work. Close your eyes if it'll help. And it goes like this. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the waters. And the Spirit of God moved upon the earth, and God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. And God looked upon the light and saw that it was good. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him is life, and the life is the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, and his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we see his glory, the glory as of the only Son of the Father, full of grace and truth. What has come into being in him is life, and the life is the light of all people. So what does this mean? What does it mean to be in him? What does that make different? What is different about us because we are in him? What does it mean? One of the things we say, particularly around Christmas, when we normally hear that reading, is much bandied use of the word Emmanuel. Jesus Christ being God in us, God with us. So if we are in him, then he is also in us. And the light that shines in the darkness shines in us. So God shining his light in us sees everything, sees all of what we are, what each of us is. God sees it and knows it and loves us. Loves us in spite of what we are, loves us because of what we are. God knows everything about us already, and yet calls us to be with him. God knows every single thing about us. Does that frighten you at all? Does that worry you? Remember, whenever God sends a messenger to one of his people, what's the first thing that the messenger says? Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid that God knows you better than you know yourself. And do not be afraid of getting to know yourself as well as God does. Do not be afraid of looking in at your own thoughts and going, oh, ah, shush. Do not be afraid, exactly. Do not be afraid of knowing yourself, of knowing your baser instincts, of knowing your immediate reactions. Look upon them. Think about them. Go with them or don't. But know that God already knows that that's who you are. And God loves you. God loves us. God loves each one of us. More than we will ever know. More than we will ever really be able to fully understand this side. One day we will know fully, even as we are already fully known. It's right here. It's right here in this passage. If we receive, if we believe, if we allow God's light to shine in us, then we have the right to call ourselves children of God. We have the right to become children of God, to let God's light shine in us and from us. Because this is what it means to be in God, is to let that light shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Oh yes. Equally, I'm no longer a slave to fear, I am a child of God. We sing these things. We should mean them. We should own them. We should know that this is who God is in us. And therefore, we can say that we are in God. That God is with us. That his Spirit is in us. That Christ is here. All of the things that we say again and again and again, we can know them to be true. So if we are children of God, and we are, and if we are truly loved by God, and we are, and the light shines in us, and it does, what are we supposed to do about it? If we let God's light shine within us, what are we supposed to do with that? Jesus said in the Sermon on the Mount, you don't shine a light and stick it under a basket. A shining light should be a beacon, should be on top of a hill, so that people can see it. And Christ put himself on top of a hill so that we would know it, and know it to be true. Let the light shine from within us. Let our faith move us to action. Let us take the example of John. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light, to be a witness, to tell other people about the light, so that they would know, so that they would see it for themselves, so that they would take it on board for themselves. And note this. John says, the light was the light for all people. There's no asterisk there. There's no footnote. There's no if, but, maybe. The light is the light for all people. Those we don't like, those we don't agree with, those who don't think the same as us, those who don't even think that they need to know about it yet. The light is the light for all people. And we are called to reach out to all people, starting with the ones we know, starting with the ones closest to us, because that's where they are. And then beyond that, a ripple effect, moving outwards. Jerusalem, Judea, and the ends of the earth. But it starts here. It starts with our own hearts. It starts with God in us, working in us, full of grace and truth. If the Lord has set you free, then you are free indeed. Oh yes. Full of grace and truth. Full of forgiveness and understanding. Full of knowledge. I learned a fascinating thing this week. I was listening to a history lecture because I was going to sell the books at the end. And Anglo-Saxons, they were talking about Anglo-Saxon kings. And in the Anglo-Saxon Chronicles, the word that is best translated as historians is word writers. W-Y-R-D, W-I-R-T-E-R-A-S. Yeah. Word writers. People who told the story. And of course it's got a capital W. So people who told the truth. The word that is best translated as historians is storytellers, truth tellers, people who take the word and pass it on. I'm good for that. It's something that I've always felt called to, is to pass things on, to share things, to include other people, to drag them along and say, look at this, look at this. And it's something I think I will always do. And as I get older and possibly wiser, I realise that it is God that is at the heart of that. That this is something that is in me. It's not just my character, it's not just what I was brought up to be, it's in me. It's a thing I cannot not do. So look into yourselves. Look into your hearts, into your minds. What are the things that you have to do? What are the things that God is calling precisely of you? What are the things that you have always done? And done well, and done gladly? And wonder if God is at the heart of them as well. The way that you care for each other. The way that you think about other people. The way that you get stuff done. Is God in that? Has he always been? Will he continue to be? Because this is God. This is who he is. And this is Christ, who was at the beginning with God. And all things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. So those aspects of your character which are God-like, which are Christ-like, they're there for a reason, they're there for a purpose. God put them there in you. Can you feel it? Can you feel God working in your heart, in your mind, in your soul, in your strength? However strong or weak that may be, that may look to others, know that God is there. God is there. God is in you. And God is giving you the light, the love, and the ability to share those things with others. God's light shines in each one of us. All we have to do is allow it. To do that. Allow it to reach into our darkest corners, to shine the light on all of us, so that the light then has no choice but to shine out. The love has no choice but to share itself with others. Because we are filled with the power of God. Just let it happen. Even if it's happened every single day of your life up to now, let's let it happen. More. Let God dwell richly within you. Let Him share Himself with everyone you know. Let's pray. Lord and Father God, blessed Holy Spirit, you appear as a tongue of fire. So perhaps you are the light. You are the candle flame that burns within our hearts. Shine in us. Help us to look at ourselves and to know each part of our hearts, each part of our mind. Help us to know your love in us so that we may share it in all that we do in you, in God, in your name. Almighty Father God, be in us, be amongst us, be around us, individually, collectively, be here. That we may know this to be true. That we may feel your presence in all aspects of our life. That we may grow closer to you. Closer and closer with each passing day. So that when we share our love, people know that it is your love. And when we walk your way, people know that it is your way. And they may follow. And come to know the light for themselves. Almighty Father God, we ask this by the power of your Spirit and in the glorious name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.